the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Is this going to work? Am I going to go live? Is it really going to happen? Am I really going to be live? Is it going to happen? So, like, the other night I went live and I didn't. You know what I mean? I guess you had to be there. Hey, this is Roy Richardson, the Tech Troublemaker. And tonight's episode is a very special episode where I talk about, if I take a deep breath and I slow down, I talk about 10 things I'm sure about live streaming. And this is a topic that's very near and dear to my heart because I've been on this journey for quite some time. And well, I've got like 102 videos. This is the 102nd video on my channel. So to me, this is really exciting. And I have been live streaming since April of 2021. And yes, so it's exciting. I want to talk about 10 things I've learned along the way in this journey that I've been on. And I've actually learned a lot of other stuff, but hey, we like listicles. So 10 things. 10. Yeah, I had to make sure I had 10 fingers. So yeah, I do. So let's go to the boards, as I like to say. 10 things I'm sure about live streaming. Tales of a hobby turned into obsession. I need a camera. Number one, need a camera. Where's your cell phone? So when I first started this journey, I thought you had to have like a high-end, amazing, spectacular camera. I really did. I thought you had to have that. And I didn't. I didn't have that. And so, I mean, I started with a webcam like this one. It's just a Logitech C920. It does 1080p. It did great. But I was so fixated that you had to have this great camera because all the YouTubers that I watched had these amazing cameras. They had the cinematic background. It was just so pretty. It was so pretty. I mean, really. Really pretty. And so Lita live every day in April, live every day in August. And I found out that you can do incredible live streams with just a cell phone. Because cell phones, your mobile phone has a fantastic camera. You almost can't buy a used iPhone with a bad camera. And the Samsungs also have fantastic cameras. And there's cool ways to connect your camera to your computer. You can use USB or use NDI, or you can live stream right from your phone, because you can on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, you really can. Bad video is forgiven way before bad audio. So if your audio is horrible, if your audio is just absolutely horrible, then people will not listen. But you can have bad video and they'll forgive you. I started off with a Blue Yeti. I am still using the Blue Yeti. This is before Logitech got a hold to them though. But you know, hey, you gotta learn all this different stuff. You know, just watching a live stream right before the show, and they had Zoom and then they had YouTube going at the same time, and it was causing a cool echo. I thought it was cool. I'm just gonna say it was a cool echo. But anyway, you know, or sometimes I have my music too loud, which maybe I do right now. So I'm going to lower it just a hair. There we go. Life is good. Life is good. So next, your videos should answer a question or solve a problem. These are the videos that get people to watch the most. And so, yeah, here's an example. So like a video I did 2 months ago, it's got 3,100 views. A video I did 3 years ago, 4,000 views. A video I did 3 years ago, 15,000 views. So I've been doing very well on my videos. And the recorded videos always do better than my live streams, which makes me sad because I think I'm more interesting in life, in person, because you can interact with me and I can interact with you. And that's the cool thing about that. And speaking of interacting with people, let's say hi to some folks that are out there. So, yeah. Hey, Marcus. Hey, Donna. She's saying hi to Marcus. Yep, hope he's doing well. Hey, Marcus is saying hi, Donna. So, I know. I just like saying hi to people because they're out there. Anyway, going back here. So, yeah, all my best videos have been videos where I'm trying to solve somebody's problem. Some issue they've had. And how do they find me? They literally go and do a search on Google or on YouTube. YouTube is a search engine, in case you didn't know that. We'll talk more about that later. Save up and buy the best gear when you do upgrade your equipment. So, yeah, say you start off with, you know, your cell phone. Let's say you start off with a cheap USB mic. Those things are fine. And when you do decide to upgrade, don't buy junk. Save up and get the good stuff. You will buy the junk multiple times, or you can buy the good stuff just once. I mean, it turns out little by little that you'll save more money if you just wait and save up and buy the better equipment. Decide what you need, determine the cost, save up for it, and buy it when you can afford it. See this capture card? I bought this capture card for $18. This capture card was terrible. Oh, so terrible. I finally wound up getting a Camlink 4K. That works incredible. Works consistently every time. But this device, it sometimes worked, sometimes it didn't. It's just aggravating. And, I mean, I could keep buying other stuff. Recorded videos do better than lives unless you build a community. So, one of the cool things about YouTube now is that if you have at least 500 subscribers, you can have access to the community tab. My recommendation is, if you do have the community tab, that you interact with your community, the people that watch and interact with you, and go out there and, you know, do surveys or ask questions or post a topic and get people's feedback on stuff. And so that builds more interaction and therefore levels up your community. You know, for me, this is still a work of progress, but once you get that community tab, it does have an impact. And like I said, do daily surveys. Ask for comments. Next, YouTube analytics will make you insane. I'm just going to tell you, it's going to make you insane. Because you'll look at it and say, why do people stop watching my video at 3 minutes and 9 seconds? I don't understand why. You know, I posted a video recently and it averaged people stopped watching at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So, I'm literally watching the video over and over again right there. Like, what did I do at 2 minutes and 30 seconds that made them want to not watch anymore? What did I do? And on some videos, it's obvious. Oh, I get heavy in the details. Because I want you to know everything I can possibly tell you about a topic. And that's probably too much information. Probably way too much information. I mean, do you need that much information? You don't need that much information, but, you know, I just like to go deep into a topic so that everybody that watches this gets something out of it they can take home, so to speak, and it's an actionable item. What do you do with that when you leave? I'm going to go do this. And so that's why it's so important to me to give that extra detail. But when I do a recorded video, I have to make sure I pay attention to my viewers' time. They only have so much time to watch my video. Because there are literally billions of videos out there they could be watching. And they were awesome and they took time to watch Little Old Me's video channel. And so I am so thankful when people watch my channel. I'm so thankful when they like and subscribe. You know, when they leave comments. All these things. I love that. And I'm just so thankful for everybody that takes the time to spend time here. And so I want your time to be time well spent. So, going back to that. And let's go take a look here. Alright. And, yes, I hate when I lose my place. Anyway, what video should I make next? So, that's always the question I keep asking myself, too. What video should I make next? Now, my channel overall has over 40,000 views. But that's since the dawn of time when my channel started. And I wasn't very focused. And had I known it was doing that well early on, I would have jumped on it and kept working with it. And so, yeah. But I didn't know. And here I am. I've started this year and I said, I'm going to be very focused on YouTube. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to put out videos that people want to see. And so, you know, this is like, hey, for example, when I took this screenshot, you know, I had 2,151 views in the last 28 days. It's 2,800 this time, this month. So it just keeps building and building. So I'm very excited. So something's happening. Momentum's building. And I'm very excited that this channel is I think, going to blow up in 2022. I'm just going to tell you, you heard it here first. You could be one of the first 500 subscribers while there's still a chance. Well, I haven't hit 500 yet, so go hit that subscribe button. Next, find a topic that works for you. So for me, it is technical topics. It is tech news. It is how-tos, and it is reviews. And people seem to really love my how-tos the most. And I have been learning all these things about YouTube, and so I'm doing videos now on how to YouTube, because I've learned some stuff, and while I'm not perfect at it, while I'm still learning, I may be a few steps ahead of you, and maybe something I've done will save you from having to watch 4,000 hours of somebody else's videos to figure out what the heck it is to do to become a YouTuber. You know, if you don't like your topic that you're looking to do, nobody else will. And it has to be topics that we're passionate about. That's what sells the video to our viewers. You know, I hate to use the word sell, because we're not really selling. It's what captivates our viewers, which gets them excited to want to see what you're doing. It is possible, though, to be so diverse in your topic selection that YouTube won't recommend your videos. For example, underwater basket weaving may not do well on a tech channel. You have to niche down and focus. I'll tell you what's been very interesting. I've been doing a series of videos on Parallels 17 desktop for using on Mac M1s, and I've been doing videos on installing games, installing Windows 11, installing Ubuntu, and these videos have been doing great. And it's because I've niched down on my how-to videos, and right now I'm on a particular topic. I'm getting ready to change topics to another technical, another how-to video series. But this is what gets people to watch. It's what they want to see, obviously. So therefore, giving people what they want is the surest way to get them to watch. Next, preparation builds confidence. So I have a habit of doing PowerPoint presentations to help me with my train of thought. You know, I tried doing screen to show me words, script. Teleprompter. That's the word I'm looking for. Yay, I thought of a word. So I thought about doing a teleprompter, but then I felt so stiff. I didn't like it. I like being relaxed and being able to just talk, and obviously talk with my hands. Anyway, and so that makes it where you can watch, you know, you're there, you get to watch the video, and I am more natural feeling and natural sounding. So, you know, if you have loose notes, they're your safety net to make sure you don't go off track. That's what I lean on these PowerPoint presentations for, because, hey, it gives me cool graphics. And then the planning and research means you know what you're talking about when you talk about it. And lack of planning on my part does not mean an emergency for your part. But it does mean you might get to see a train wreck in progress. So if you can get comedic value from my failures right here live on screen, hey, it was worth it. It was worth it. Next, bring friends along for the ride. So very early on, I made friends in Lita. I made friends in an online video mastermind group on Facebook, which has been phenomenal. And, you know, some awesome people like Marcus, who was just here a few minutes ago, and Lala, and John Pullum, and Sammy Superstar. These are just some of the people I have met, you know, along the way on this journey. So I have made so many friends, because in COVID, who wants to make friends local anymore? We make all our friends online. So, and these are way better than Facebook friends, because they're awesome. They want to help. We try to help each other. It makes the internet beautiful. It really does. And if you aren't having fun, you're doing it wrong. I'm just saying. If you're not having fun doing YouTube, then don't do it. You need to have fun. This is such a fun thing. That's number 10. Number 10 is, if you aren't having fun, you're doing it wrong. I'm having a blast, and I'm enjoying all the folks that come by to see us. Now, I have some challenges for you coming up. See, first of all, creating is hard work, but if you enjoy the end result, it's so worth it. And if it continues to not be fun, it might be time to retool your process. The part I'm hating the most is video editing. I want to get phenomenal at video editing. There are people out there that have such amazing video editing skills, and I want to get to be like them. And so That's my goal. Okay. Now let's go say hi. We've got some more guests here. Let's see who else has dropped by. Ta-da. Let's see. It's Consistent Ash dropped by. Hey, welcome. Haven't seen you in a while. Thanks for coming by. She's saying hi to Marcus and Donna. And I like Do Not. Ash, anyway. She's awesome. She's another awesome YouTuber who has a channel out there as well. Marcus, are you going live on Thursday? I need to know. I know Thanksgiving here in the U.S. I don't know if you celebrate Thanksgiving where you're from, but are you going live Thursday? Inquiring minds want to know. We have to know if you're going live Thursday. We want to be there. So, yeah. Now, I want to challenge you. Challenge me the challenge. I want to call it Yule Vlog. I think this is funnier this way. But lots of people do vlogging in December. And as I'm recording this, December 1st is tomorrow. Now, I just watched Mommy Guide's live stream just a few minutes ago. And it's already December 1st for her in the Philippines. So she already knows what's happening in the future. So this is awesome. But we're going to start tomorrow. We should go live every day in the month of December. And I want to call it Yule Vlog. Turns out nobody's used this. I'm going to copyright this or hashtag it or something. So hashtag Yule Vlog. All right, here's what I want. Pick your favorite platform. It doesn't matter. You want to do YouTube. You want to do Instagram. If you want to do Snapchat, it doesn't matter. Go live there. Your phone will let you go live there. Do 30 seconds or 30 minutes. It doesn't matter. Just go live. Say hi. Talk about your day. Talk about what you're thankful for. Talk about next year and what your plans are. I don't recommend doing resolutions. I recommend setting goals. What are your goals for next year? What are you going to do next year? It's a puzzle, isn't it? Yes. What are you going to do next year? What are your plans? So talk about it out loud. The greatest way to make something happen is to speak it into existence. Now, granted, it takes planning and preparation, so it's not quite that easy. But talking about things and thinking through things will help them come into existence, and telling your friends that this is what you want to do. Yeah, like Consistent Ash says, streaming is super fun. Yes, it is amazing. And so, get on YouTube, start your channel, hit that go live button. You can use OBS, you can use Ecamm. By the way, I think the Ecamm deal is still going on today only. But anyway, but you can do Ecamm. You can do vMix, kind of pricey, but you can do vMix, you can do Restream. You can do, Streamlab, StreamYard, all those different ones. There's so many streams today. Everything has a name. You got the Stream Deck. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, the point is, there's too many devices with the same name. But you pick the platform that makes sense to you that you want to do. And the other thing I found is that you have to record a bunch of bad videos before you even have a chance to get good. It's just the nature of it. You don't get good automatically. And I'm not going to say I'm good, but I'm going to say I'm better than I started. If you go back to the beginning of my channel and watch some of my early videos, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry about those. So, Steve Worthy in the house. Yeah, man. What's going on? Looking good, dude. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. By the way, he's got a new channel, Podcasters. You need to go see his channel because he's talking about podcasting. Of course, he keeps going live while I'm at church, so I have to watch him in replay. So, but anyway, that's not the point. Time zones and all that. Time zones are fun. Anyway, but that's what I want. Your takeaway for today is tomorrow is December 1st, and I want you to start. If you're watching a replay and it's December 4th, start December 4th. Don't let the excuse of, I missed the start date. I won't be, no. This is the no excuses zone. You have to go forward. You will never accomplish the things you don't start. In fact, as Mark Twain said, we'll regret the things in 20 years that we didn't do instead of the things that we didn't. So, and I'm paraphrasing because I still like Mark Twain, but I just totally ruined that quote. But my favorite quote is, outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. That's my favorite quote by Groucho Marx. All right, that's my show tonight. Thank you so much for watching. Go out in the comments. Tell me where you went live at. Leave me a link and say, I went live here, Roy. You made me do it. It's all your fault, Roy. I blame you. I did this live stream wherever you did it. Just go live. You can go live on your Facebook page, on, you know, Facebook, of course, and just say hi to friends. You got to start somewhere. So that's it. That's all I got. Next week's episode, we're going to talk about NFTs, non-fungible tokens, how the heck you can make your own non-fungible tokens. What is a non-fungible token? Wow, I'm going to have an expert on next week. The gentleman that we had that did the Bitcoin podcast show with me, fantastic, Kurt Grella, is going to be here. And we're going to talk about NFTs. It is going to be a great show. So if you want to learn about NFTs, that's where you need to be next week, December 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're going to talk about NFTs. It's going to be a great show. Everybody have a great, great week. Hit that go live button. Seriously, hit that go live button. All right. Yep. Constash says streaming every day will make someone so much more comfortable. Yeah. I was a nervous wreck when I started. I'm still nervous, but nervous gives you an edge, and edge makes you better. I'm just saying. All right. Everybody have a great evening and a great week. Thanks, and bye.
Thank you so much for watching. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode. How can I make this episode better? Go find me on Twitter at TechTroubleMKR and let me know. Thanks. Have a great week.
This is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.